down and tell him, I rejoice in the Lord for his victory on the cross. Come on. Praise Jesus. Take your seat for a moment. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Raise your hand toward heaven and say with me, the cross and the resurrection. Say it again. The cross of Jesus Christ save you. The cross of Jesus Christ save you. The resurrection gets you into the power. There are many people who has not done the transition from the cross to the resurrection. Isn't the cross where we're saved, sanctified, changed, healed, delivered, whatever. But you enter in the power when you enter in the resurrection power. So you must do the transition. So most of the people that don't preach the resurrection, they never enter into the power. I want you to open the scriptures, please. And go to the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. Like I said, I'm going to be very short because I want to minister to the need of the people, the healing, the miracles, deliverance, wherever they need. Numbers 29, verse 19. God is not a man. No, don't keep reading. That is enough to preach 2 weeks. Write it down. Say with me, God is not a man. No, but you sound like God is a man. No, you have to say it louder. Come on. Touch your neighbor and tell him, God is not a man. And why did I say what I said? Because sometimes we treat God as men. And the moment you treat God as men, you will put limits on God. So tonight, I want you to remove the limits out of God. God is not a man. Touch your neighbor and tell him, God is not a man. Okay, verse, keep reading. And then what he says? That he should lie. Neither, what? The Son of Man, that he should repent. I want you to take this scriptures and write, if you write notes and you preach it, if you want to preach the message, you can do it also. Let me speak to you about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. Lift your hands and say, God is faithful. God, and write this down, God shows, and I want you to listen to me because the scripture says, the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word. But in order for you to respond to heaven, you must do an action. So faith cometh by hearing to your ear, to your heart. Now you must correspond because heaven is waiting for an action of the earth. God is waiting. Heaven is waiting for an action. So God is not a man. So let me speak to you about the faithfulness of God. Say with me, the faithfulness of God. Where do you see the faithfulness of God? I want you to write this down. Everything that you see God doing consistently shows his faithfulness. Everything God does consistently, it shows his faithfulness. A faithful person, the word faithful means someone that stick with you always. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. So where do you see God's consistency? And anything that you see God's consistency, you see his will. In other words, whatever you see God doing something consistently, that shows his will. Question, do you see God healing from Genesis to Revelation? Yes. Okay. Do you see God saving from Genesis to Revelation? Yes. Do you see God delivering? Yes. Do you see God prospering his people? Yes. So we see God's consistency in his faithfulness. And every time we see God doing something consistently, that is his will. Number two, write it down. What verse come to you when you see the consistency and faithfulness of God? You know what verse? Hebrews 13, 8. God, Jesus, he is the same yesterday, today. But tomorrow I think it's going to change. Okay, he is. When? Yesterday. Say it again. In other words, he has not changed. He continued to be the same one. He healed yesterday. He heals today. He heals tomorrow. He saved yesterday. He heals today. He heals tomorrow. He delivered yesterday. He delivers today. So that's his faithfulness. Say with me, thank you for your faithfulness. And your worst mess, he stuck with you. He stayed with you. He stayed with me. What a faithful God we have. He stayed with us. And when we messed it, when we're not so spiritual, he was there. Because his faithfulness was with us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So those three things. So now, what God, Jesus, is called the faithful witness. Jesus, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says he's the faithful witness. Say with me. Now, Jesus is the faithful witness, meaning he was the first witness to the cross. He was the witness. He himself. Now, I want you to write what God is faithful to. He is faithful to what? In other words, if he said to you, I promise you, I will heal you. I'm not a man. I'm not a man. I am God, and I promise you I am faithful, and what I say, I will do it. So once you know that he's faithful. Because of his will. If you see Jesus healing, delivering people all the time, and you see his consistency, why are we doubting? It will be, can I tell you, it's a sin to doubt. It's sin to say, I don't know if God wants to heal me. I don't know if God wants to deliver. I don't know. It's a sin. Because he's faithful. He has been doing it for so long. He's faithful. Say with me, God is faithful. My God, when you remember his faithfulness, you just want to worship him. You just want to believe in him. You just want to thank him. You just want to know the worst moment in your life, and he was there with you when nobody gave a penny for you. He believed in you. He saved you. He delivered you. My God, somebody need to give him a shout. This touch your neighbor and tell him, my God is faithful. So what God is faithful to, if we see his consistency, if we see his will, if we see that he doesn't change, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Man changed. Culture changed. Many things changed, but Jesus doesn't change. So what is he faithful to? Number one, write it down. God is faithful to himself. God is faithful to himself. God said, I promise you that I was going to heal you. And I will do it because I'm true and faithful to myself. You didn't hear it. So what is he saying? Faithful. Listen. So Jesus said, God is faithful to himself. Number two, God is faithful to his word. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away. Can you put your hands together and give him a big praise? So he is faithful. He is faithful to his word. So that's the reason when I pray for people and I lead the people to receive what they have from God or what Jesus has done, and I say, God said it, period. But I don't feel it. You don't go by feeling. You go by faith. You walk by faith. You live by faith. You move by faith. So what God is faithful to, he's faithful to himself. Number two, he said, I'm not a man. I'm God. And let me tell you, when God promised something, where every promise of God is founded in, where it is based upon, when God said to you, I promise you, I will do this for you, I will heal you, I will deliver you, I will save you, what is his promise based upon? In two things, is based on his foreknowledge. What do you mean foreknowledge? Is knowledge ahead? He knows ahead. He already knows what is going to happen. In other words, he doesn't promise anything not knowing what is going to happen. In other words, you will confront the worst scenario, the worst crisis in your life. And God said, but I knew it already. But I promise you anyway. So every promise of God is based on his foreknowledge. Another way to say advanced knowledge. He knows ahead of time. He said, I promise you this. I know hell will break loose, but I already know. I take care of that. I know the doctor will say that's cancer, but I know I knew it from the beginning. But I promise you, I knew that already. I knew you're going to have that crisis, but I already knew, I had the knowledge ahead of time. In other words, nothing takes God by surprise. He knows the things that you were going to go through. He knew everything. So God said, I got it. And God said, I got it. So listen, so God, every time God promised something, he doesn't base it because he said, oh my God, I'm in a bad mood today. I'm not going to promise you anything. He said, oh my God, I feel so emotional in heaven. Archangels, you don't watch me enough. I'm so tired, please. I don't know if I'm going to do this promise. No, every time he does a promise, he said, Bob, I promise you, I am faithful to myself because I know your future. And I know what you're going through. And I know I'm going to be in control. And when you're going for hot water and hell, I will be with you. I'm not going anywhere. I am God. I am God. My God, I feel the power of God on me. I am God. So God is telling you, I promise you, I was going to heal you. I promise you, I was going to deliver you. Receive what is yours. What Jesus got on the cross, get what is yours. Touch your neighbor and tell him, get it. So when God promised something, he promised based in his advanced knowledge. He knows ahead of time. Pastor, I think God didn't know. I don't know what happened. He knew it already. He is in control. Number two, every time God promised something, he promised his advanced knowledge. And number two, in his ability to perform it. You didn't get it. How many of you have received a powerful prophetic word from God? And then you said, what? Oh, that's too big. How is it going to happen? If God said it, he promised it ahead of time. He had knowledge. And number two, not only had knowledge, but he said, hey, if I promise you, I'm going to give you $20 million ahead of time, I know. And I have the power. I have the ability. I'm not a man. A man can promise. A man can say anything to you. But God said, if I promise you something, I got the power. Mine is the power. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. There's any person today, there's any person that you came into this building doubting on God, stop doubting. God is alive today. He is faithful to his word. He is faithful to himself. He is faithful to his promise. He is faithful in advance. He knew what you're going through. He knew what you're going to go through. He knew it ahead of time. God said, I got the power to make it happen. God has the power to make it happen. God has the power to make it happen. Touch your neighbor and tell her, God will make it happen. This, in my experience preaching the gospel and believing grace, things in God, this is what I want to make sure. This is what I want to make sure. I said, the word faith comes from the Greek word that means, listen, means amen. And the word amen is one of the names of Jesus. The amen says this. So when I got something, I just want to make sure he said it. It's not so much faith I have. It's the assurance if he said it. Because if he said it, he knows ahead of time. If he said it, if he said to you, I will pay that building. If he said to you, I will deliver your children and I will bring it back home. If he said, mine is the gold. If he said it to you, if he said it, just laugh at the devil and tell him, he said it. And if he said it, I receive it. I believe it. He made his promise based in his power to do it. Oh my God, I'm going to finish in a minute. Are you ready? So, did he say, by my stripes? Did he say, I will remove the spirit of grief and I will release the spirit of joy? Did he say it? So, whose report will you believe? The doctor said it's cancer. Yeah, but he said, listen, I promise you, by my stripes, you are healed. You were healed. So I based that 2,000 years ago based in my advanced knowledge. I know the Lord, that the devil was going to attack your body. I knew that. So I made provision. Now I can promise you that I got the power. I got the power to do. So what God is faithful to, God is faithful to himself. God is faithful to his word. And number three, God is faithful to the finished work of his son, Jesus Christ. Today, we're preaching a self-help gospel. What do you mean? You remove the cross and you don't have gospel. People try to change in their own strength and ability. The cross is the one that can change you. So Jesus, God is faithful. When he remembers the finished work of Jesus is in his face all the time. And then he said, I am faithful to my son's work on the cross. Whatever he paid for, I will do it. I asked the Lord, Pastor Paul, my heart grieves when I see so many people sick. This is my numbers. 80% of the believers in the places where I've been, they're sick. And 80% of the believers need deliverance. 80%. Would you agree with me? 80%. And I have seen, and I say, God, Jesus already paid for this. Why, people? And the Lord said, teach him to appropriate the work of the cross. So that's exactly what I'm doing. This is not a leadership seminar. This is teaching you, because when you leave this building, I'm not going to be with you. But you're going to have the word. I've seen many people that got healed of cancer. 6 months later, they lost the healing. Because they didn't have any base to maintain their healing. So what is my point? God is faithful to the finished work. And I want you to listen to me because I'm about to teach you something. I just want you to receive what is yours. The word receive in Hebrew is the word snatch. Can you do a prophetic? I can snatch it, please. Don't hit your brother now. Tell him, snatch it. But listen, why the finished work of the cross? Because of this. On the cross, by the law of exchange, Jesus took your sickness for you to receive his healing. And it's in the face of God every second. God is saying, I'm faithful to that. If you believe, I am faithful and I'm ready to do and heal you. Number two, divine exchange. Oh my God, I just saw it. Somebody with arthritis just got healed. Somebody with just you felt something in your pain, in your back, and something happened. If you that person, shout. If you that person, shout. Oh, I don't know. Okay, you lose your healing. You keep it. You snatch it. Come on, lift your hand. Snatch it. Snatch it. Snatch it. Shout. Shout. Last night, we were ministering in Paris. And there was a deaf woman. And she was deaf for 20 years. And I said, God is healing somebody with deaf. And that person, and I said, shout. And she shouted from, she ran. She said, 20 years deaf. I can hear you. I can hear. But I want you to receive it. Don't wave my touch. You're just waiting for somebody to touch you. I want you to stretch your hand, please. And when I start calling words of knowledge, I want you to snatch it. Number one, lift your hands and say, Jesus took my sickness for me to be healed. Okay, look at me. Second, Jesus took your curse for you to receive his blessing. Number three, Jesus took your shame for you to receive his glory. Jesus took your poverty for you to receive your prosperity, his prosperity. Snatch it. Jesus conformed to your nature for you to receive his transformation, his nature. So this is the work of the cross. It is finished. He said, it is finished. It is done. I promise you, I'm not a man. How many men promise you and they never did what they promised you? But I am God. I promise you, I want to heal you. I want to deliver you. But you, I want you to receive it. So this is the moment. How do you appropriate? The appropriation needs an act of your will. Every time Jesus heals someone, Jesus said this, take up your bed and walk. Jesus told him to do an action because every miracle is connected to an action. I never seen anybody receive a miracle and do nothing. They did an action. So this is what I'm going to do. If today you came and you're seeking for your healing and miracle deliverance, I want you to raise your hand. Didn't I tell you 80%? Keep your hands. Close your eyes. I want all my team to walk around and get ready. Every eye close. Every eye close. Every eye close. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All my team working in the aisles. All my team, where's my team? If you are watching at home, please, right now, lift your hands where you are. I want you to receive what is yours. Appropriate, snatch it, take it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Can you touch her? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Can you ask her? Just, what's wrong with you? What was that? Arthritis? You got pain now? Is anybody has arthritis in your body right now and you got pain? Can you stand? If you have arthritis in your body, can you stand? Is anybody here tonight? Every eye closed. I don't want you to get distracted. Closing your eyes. There's nothing mystical closing the eyes. I don't want you to get distracted. Just you and God closing your eyes and receiving what is yours. Shiti rabakashe. Let me ask you a question. Something is happening. Something is happening. How many deaf people we have here tonight? That you deaf in one of your ears? I want to see your hands. If you're deaf in one of your ears, the lady in the back. I need a microphone right there. Which one? Left ear? How long?
Now, several years, because I've had four operations on it, on my left ear.
So okay, tell me, can you hear anything or nothing? Or
not really very much. Perhaps nothing, a little murmur. No. Yeah, come perhaps a little murmur.
Okay. Anybody else? Are you deaf in your ear? I want somebody on my team come over here and pray for her. Can you come here, son? I want you to raise your hand. God will open your ear. He will pray for her and bring me the testimony. So how many years you haven't heard? You lost your ear? How long?
Some many years, really, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Lift your hands for a hand. Come on. Anybody else? So tell me about you.
Since I was quite young.
And so you lost it?
Yeah.
How many years ago?
About 30.
Wow. Lift your hands to heaven. I want my team to pray for those people, the deaf people. Anybody else? Pray for those people. Orlando, pray for her. If there's anybody here today, are you deaf in one of your ears? How long?
10 years.
10 years. Yeah. What happened? Tell me.
I just had an infection in my ear. I have there's like a scarring from when I was a child in this ear.
So you lost it.
It's not completely, but quite.
Okay. Definitely. Anybody on my team help me to pray for her? Okay, listen, the rest of the people. Is anybody here today came with cancer? Anybody with cancer? You with cancer, so I need somebody on my team praying for him, please. Come on, go. Cancer. Okay, they're gonna pray for you. Come on, pray for him. You got cancer? Come on, pray for them here. Every eye closed. My team, you start praying for the people. Anybody here came with don't come over here until I call. I want you to what God is showing me, that's what I'm calling. I can do the whole prayer, but I want you to hear and see yourself. They usually do the demonstration. You test your ear. She's just got it now. Come on, bring it up here. Okay, come over here. Bring it up here. Bring the microphone. Sip, I want you to look at me for a moment. I usually do the demonstration, and I put my team, I do it myself, for you to see it. Because activate your faith. And it's so easy. Tell me what happened. Hurry up.
Yes, I can hear when the pastor spoke. I could hear, not very loudly, but I certainly could hear him whisper to me.
Mm. Tell me what happened.
I prayed for this lady.
Tell me what happened.
She's been deaf in this ear.
I can't hear you.
She was deaf in this right ear, and the Spirit of God touched her when you pray, and the ear opened up and she could hear.
Okay, can you test your ear?
It's better. It's better, yeah. It's this one.
A good ear. A good ear. Okay, repeat what he's telling.
In the name of Jesus. I love you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on. Give him praise. What happened with her? Tell me.
7 years deaf on the left ear, and we prayed for him that God opened the ear for
him. Can you test her again? Don't go yet. Wait. Test her again. And John, give an instruction. John, give an instruction.
Cover the good ear.
Stretch your hands forward.
So you can repeat whatever
like
he says.
Good ear like
cover
this.
Cover it very well so you can't hear anything.
Amen. Say amen.
No, just do like a whisper.
Say amen.
You have to say it louder.
Yeah.
Louder.
Not really.
Jesus.
I heard you say Jesus, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Widowed.
Amen.
Say it.
Say amen.
No, I'm still not hearing.
Jesus.
I heard you say Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not sure what word he's saying. I'm not sure what the word is.
You got a South African accent, that's
yeah.
What I did.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesus. Cover your ear.
Yeah.
Say Jesus.
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 Come on. Now, the reason I did that is because I want you to see it demonstrated. You activate your faith and you can receive yours. Okay. I want every person in this building that needs healing, deliverance, or you need a miracle in your body, I want you to stand. Now, I need you to help me. Okay, tell me over there what happened.
Apostle, the leaves, she couldn't hear well from her left ear for 30 years. The moment you ask us to pray, and we pray for her, we test her, and automatically she started smiling and repeating everything that I was saying.
Come on, put your hands together. Help me to pray. Help me. Okay, listen. All the team, your team can help. Yeah, please. We work together. We didn't come to take your place.
Also, we have another testimony.
Yes.
Testimony healing from arthritis. She had a generational curse of arthritis. Our team prayed for her, and she has been healed.
Okay, listen. Okay, tell me, how long ago were you suffering from arthritis?
Well, for two or three years, but 20 years ago, I went on a ride, you know, those Big Dipper things, when I first went to America, and I did something to my back and to my neck, and I wore the vertebrae down because it never really went back into place, and he said that, you know, by now I would just be in continual pain. And I'm not, and I'm healed, and I thank God.
So how many years have you been with pain?
Well, 20 years ago when we went.
What happened when they pray for you now?
I'm healed. I'm better.
So the pain is gone.
Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together. I want you to stand, people. I want all my team to spread out, please, and go. Lift your hands toward heaven. This is what I'm going to do. Every eye closed. This is what I'm going to do. If there are pastors here, there are pastors, and you want to help me to pray for the people, you're welcome to do so. But this is what I'm going to do. Every eye closed. This is what I will do. I will release the command of faith. I will release the command of faith. It's like the judge releasing the decree. I will release it. And this case, I am the person in charge. If it's your pastor in the church, you're the one. Or the person is leading in that moment. So I am releasing the command of faith. Once I do that, on my team, you just go to enforce what I just declared. lead the person to do what they couldn't do before. And then when you see them healed, you bring them over here. We're going to take some testimonies. Every eye closed. Lift your hands toward heaven. And we're going to worship. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. Even those people that are watching by the internet. Close your eyes, please. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ, I take authority over every spirit of sickness, depression, fear, any spirit that torments your people. Father, when I count to three, I command every spirit of sickness